News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A breakthrough deal has been reached to reduce the hospital trolley crisis. This is to free up beds and extend routine care for patients as thousands of healthcare staff look now to be set to work over weekends. The agreement with healthcare unions will see senior consultants and crucially other staff, including social workers, admin employees, therapists. They're all going to be rostered 5 over 7 days, and it means hospitals would no longer be confined to providing routine care during weekdays and between office hours and different standard of care at the weekend. And this is obviously, Shane, in order to discharge more patients and avoid those trolley numbers surging of a Monday or after a public holiday or what have you. Staff are going to be initially asked to volunteer for this, but this is the really interesting bit to me. But those hired or promoted after December 2008 are likely to be told they're actually contractually obliged to change. What do you make of it all?
Let's wait and see. But potentially, I think it is a potentially, and I stress that word because we'll see how it works in practice, it is a game changer.
I agree. Look,
we've spoken about this before, Ciara. I don't need to tell you. You know better than me. The hospital service is generally a 5-day service. And that is a problem because we have this amazing equipment, state-of-the-art equipment that costs millions in many cases to provide. And it is lying idle for 2 days. You've got people lying in hospital beds for 2 days that could be discharged. You go to any of the private hospitals at 9 o'clock on a Sunday. They're doing scans and MRIs and all that. That's what we need to get to in the private sector, in the public sector hospitals. Is this agreement going to do that? I'm not so sure. I don't know. But certainly it is a step in the right direction. I know I've made this point loads of times. The health service, I always think, is built for people who work in it rather than patients. And that has to change. And hopefully this is the first step in that changing. What do you think?
I actually fully agree with you. I think it will be a game changer because 2 days out of 7 is more than 25%. It's a big, big chunk of the week.
Yeah.
I think that's very important. I would go further and say it isn't just the health services that isn't run for patients. It's the whole of the public services run for largely the people who work within it. And you know how you know that from this? You know that very, very clearly because we have a huge cohort, it turns out, of people who have been contractually obliged to work 5 out of 7 for the last 17 years since 2008 and have never been made to do so. And that tells you everything you need to know about the power of the union. Because think about that for a moment. They're being asked to volunteer, but vast amount, how many people do you think who work within the health service have been hired within the last 17 years? I don't know what the exact percentage of it is, but I think when you look at retirements and all of that sort of stuff, it's probably more than half.
Yeah.
So more than half of them were obliged to do this anyway, and turns out they haven't been doing it. This will be a game changer. We have always seen a surge in trolley numbers of a Monday or particularly a Tuesday after a public service, a public holiday or a bank holiday. So this is going to be game changer. But you know what? The next time we have the INMO, the IMO, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, any of them on with us, we will have to put it to them, Shane, and say, is it not the case when you come in here and tell us about the flaws within the health service that the working practices and the vested interests are part of the problem? Because when you see this change brought in, and I bet you we will see huge improvement for patients, and that is the key thing, that is the important thing, that will have been down to that being stopped by working practices.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2008, anyone who's hired has already been contractually obliged to do this and haven't been doing so. That tells you an awful lot about the culture.
It absolutely does. Let us know what you think about it all. Will it make a difference?
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. Tell us why we're wrong.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.